sleep. Episode 761, Messi saved soccer. How did Messi save soccer? Because since Messi dribbled over a injured player, play on, he says, everyone plays on. Take a look at this.
Recovery from Brody to break the play up, but how about this recognition? As if you're playing in the sand on the beach in the backyard, understanding the player's down, flip it over the top. He had a smirk right afterwards looking at Luis Suarez.
Because of Messi, we no longer have to kick the ball out. If a player falls down and is holding their leg or whatever, play on. I agree. No more kicking the ball out because, oh, it got a hurt player. If you have to stop the game because a player is hurt, supposedly, they need to be hurt to the point where they're not allowed to play anymore. Just out of the game forever. Just get out. That'd be ideal. And also, Messi has now changed basketball. Check this out.
Draymond clearly gets drilled right there. But whatever, it's Draymond. Play on. Draymond's dying on the ground, just not getting up. Clippers take it all the way up. Miss it. Draymond's still dying on the ground over there. Play on, boys. Play on. Still on the ground. And the play still goes on.
Now, Messi can't save everything. He can't save American soccer and the horrible division that's going on. And it's bad. The division that's going on is going to cost so much more money, and it's going to shrink the talent as far as competing. You're not going to be able to compete with the best because we're just divided in so many different ways. And here we are. You see it all over Facebook and all over social media, all these posts of, look, our soccer club is part of EA or the GA or the ECNL, and we're one of seven clubs part of this entity, or one of five clubs part of this, and we get to travel to Indiana to play games. Look at us. We're part of a regional league or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. We're just divided. So if you're in a league and you're one of the seven feature clubs in Arizona to play in that league, meaning you don't play anybody else, you play each other, the seven clubs in Arizona, how is that competition? It's not. We're hiding from competition. We've been doing that for a long time, for a very long time, because competition causes problems. If the perceived top team, top club, is beaten by a non-recognized entity of their national standards or whatever they're going to call it, it hurts them because they could lose players and then they'll lose money. And here we go. Cause it's all money driven. It's designed that way. How do we protect what we're doing and not allow anyone to take from us? That's what is the problem. We're scared of competing. It's not a good thing. The Premier League has promotion relegation. Everyone says, oh yeah, we need promotion relegation in the MLS and all that. It'll never happen. Why? Because it's about money. It's about ownership. That's what we do in America. It's just crazy to think about. We're supposed to be in the land of the free, and you know, competition always, you know, rises to the top, and the most effective people or organizations will have success. Well, not in sport. Not new sport. So it has a trickle-down effect of stupidity. We are copying Major League Soccer. It's whoever can own the rights gets to compete and wear a certain jersey. That's what they're doing. That's why you see these clubs. Look, we're a part of this prestigious league, one of seven. That's not competition. That's hiding from competition. We have a big problem. Back in the day, when it was called Value Soccer League, there's 10 to 14 flights. And if you were the top two in your flight, you moved up, and if you're the bottom two, you moved down. It was very simplistic. It was it's a mirror image of Europe, European model. But we won't do that anymore because money got involved. When VYSL was successful and it made sense, the promotion relegation of everything, everything was fine. Then money got involved and teams started hiding. I remember when I was coaching the Hammers, that we're brand new Westside Hammers. We were just not allowed to play the top teams, and we wanted to play Cirino. Now, Cirino had a goalkeeper from the Mexican national team. Well, she's currently on the Mexican national team. Stephanie Ferreras was on that team, and I wanted to play them. I believed we could beat them, and I wanted to play them. They're like, you can't. Couldn't even get a scrimmage game. And then they wanted us to play in their tournament. I said I would only play in their tournament if we got to play their 96 Cirino team. And they agreed, but we had to play back-to-back to their first game. So we had to play a game Friday night, and then we turn around and play at 12 o'clock and then 2 o'clock, just back-to-back. So it'd be really our third game to their first. And I said, I'll take it. And I took it. And we only lost 2-0, but that's what they do. That's not competition. That's behaviors of cowards. Don't you agree? I agree. That's, you know, what it is. Megan's always come to my show when she's driving up when I'm driving. Take that. Megan always appearing on my show. And it's annoying. But she's gone now. We can move on. But that's my podcast. Messi's changing basketball. And you soccer in America, in particular Arizona, they're a bunch of cowards. They're scared of competition. We got to fix this. Let's just put everyone together and the top teams rise up and the lower teams go down. But, you know, can't do that because you'll be found out if you're an average coach or your team is average and you drop down and then you can't get the same players the following year. We have problems. Don't you agree? I don't know. Peace out. See you later.